The Sakasoita Perchet Mishnehe. The Yasu Hashoitrin Lidaber Elaam. The Shoitrin continue to speak to the people. In other words, we had a Mishnebe that the Shoitrin tell over to the people which people can go back from the Muhammad. Those aren't the words of the Shoitrin himself. He heard those words from the Kohen, and the Shoitrin just pass on the message to the people. Now, in this Mishnah, the Shoitrin continue to speak after they say that the people will build houses and plant the vineyards and so on, can go back from the Muhammad. Now, they say the following. Va'amru, Mia Ish Hayare. They say to the people, which person here is afraid and has a soft heart? He should go back and return to his house. We do not want him to fight with them. Rabbi Akiva Oimer Hayare Baracha Levav Kimashmo Sheini Yaholamid Bekishre Hamochama Beliroys Cherevshlup. Rabbi Akiva says, that which the Pasuk says, Hayare Baracha Levav, should be understood like the plain meaning. He cannot handle being involved in hand-to-hand combat and to see an unsheathed sword. Rabbi Yosef Haglili Omer Yarei Baracha Levav Zeo Hamit Yarei Min HaVeros Sheviyero. Rabbi Yosef Haglili says Yarei Baracha Levav should not be understood like the plain meaning that he is simply afraid. It is actually referring to people that are afraid that they have a veros that they have done, and therefore they might not have the tchuyas that will save them from being killed in the Muhammad. L'fichach tolsalo atores ko'elo shiaster begon. That is why the Torah has said that people who have built houses and planted vineyards and so on can go back from the war, in order that these people can go back without being embarrassed, as people will think the reason why they are going back is because they built a house. They will not know that they are going back because they have done averus. Now, Rabbi Yosef really agrees with Rabbi Akiva that somebody who cannot handle being in a Muhammad and fighting also can go back. And the Pasuk says, "Velo yimas leiv achiv kilavavo." He shouldn't frighten others, just like he himself is afraid. Just Rabbi Yosef Haglili holds that somebody who is afraid because of the Averus Shaviyotah also should go back. Rabbi Yosef Oimer Amana Lekohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutza Lekohen Hedyet, Mamzeres Unesina LeYisrael, Fas Yisrael LeMamzer Ulenasen Harehu Hayare Baracha Levo. Rabbi Yosef says, when the Pasuk says Yare Baracha Levo, it is referring to a Kohen Gadol who is married to an Amana, or a Kohen Hedyet who is married to a Grusha V'Chalutza, or a Yisrael who is married to a Mamzeres or an Asina, or to a Mamzer or a Nasin that is married to a Bas Yisrael. All of these marriages are illicit marriages. They are be'isser. That is the averus that the Pasuk is referring to when the Pasuk says that Yare Baracha Levav should go back, as Rabbi Yosi holds that only those who have done Isuri Daraisa should go back for the Muhammad, as all of these marriages are Isuri Daraisa, as opposed to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. He holds that even those who have done Isuri Darabanan should go back for the
Muhammad. When the Shaitan finished speaking to the people, the head of the army accounted for those that were fighting in the front lines and also for the people that were fighting in the back lines. Now, how did they account for these people? Ma'amidim, kifin l'tneim, v'acherim, me'acharim. They put officers in front of the army and also officers in back of the army. V'kashilin shal barzal b'dam. These officers had iron rods in their hands. V'chol ha'mavakish lachzor ha'rishus b'yodo v'kafeach eshekov. Anybody who wanted to retreat, the officers had the right to chop them in their legs. V'tchilas nisa nefilis. As soon as people start running, that is the beginning of a downfall. Shenema, as we find in the Pasuk in Shmuel, Nas Yisrael was made tzvistim, v'gam magefa gedei lahoysa ba'am. Yisrael were running from the Plishtim, and they also suffered a big defeat from the Plishtim. U'lahalan hu'aymeh, v'ayanusu anshe Yisrael was made tzvistim, v'giplu halalim. And later on in Shmuel it says that the people of Yisrael ran away from the Plishtim, and they fell dead from the Plishtim.